This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Hope you had a great weekend. And the LSU football Tigers, now ranked fifth in the nation after edging Louisiana Tech 38-21. And, of course, the Saints won a wild one yesterday, 43-37 in overtime over the Atlanta Falcons. 877-217-5757 is your number. Locally, 297-5633. And you can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. We start with Joey Strickland. He was appointed Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs by Governor John Bel Edwards and took office when the governor did in January of 2016, responsible for overseeing five veterans homes, four state veteran cemeteries, as well as the department's parish service offices, the Administrative Contact Assistance and Claims Division, and the Military Family Assistance Fund. And he is here to talk about a few different matters, and again, if you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. And good morning to you, Secretary Strickland.
Good morning, Jim. It's an honor to be here, and it's a special honor to serve as Secretary of Veterans Affairs for our great state.
And you're a person who has walked the walk. Two tours of duty in Vietnam and 29 years in the U.S. Army.
Yes, sir.
You volunteered, didn't you?
I did. I came from a family. My father had served, and my relatives, and my dad told me either college or the U.S. Army. And my grades weren't good enough in those days to go to college, so the Army was the alternative.
And this was right out of Tallulah High School.
Yes, sir. I went to Tallulah High School.
With Buddy Caldwell.
I did. I played football and ran track with the former Attorney General.
Now, Buddy Caldwell has told me on occasion that he was one of the fastest men in the world. I have a feeling he might be exaggerating just a bit.
I anchored the mile relay for Tallulah High School, and I actually beat Buddy in several races, but he was a better football player than I was.
But you could have gone to college, perhaps played college football, and instead signed up, and this was in a war. And this was not a time of peace, so you knew the risks, and You got your just rewards, as they say. You went to Vietnam twice, and that had to be an experience that shaped your life.
Yes, sir. It really was. I was, as most kids at age 18, I was naive. I knew that there was something going on across the world, but I didn't understand the extent of it. And so I joined. I became a helicopter door gunner, which is a very just like the infantry, it can be very dangerous. And I served two combat tours with the 1st Cavalry Division.
Were there some close calls?
Yes, sir. There were numerous first calls. I lost my pilot who was killed. I lost one of my door gunners. I lost many, many friends.
So we're talking 50-some years ago.
And yes, sir.
You've lived to talk about it, and I'm sure you think about they were young men, too. They could be alive today.
They were all young men. My pilot was 22 years old, and all of my friends that were killed were 19, 20, 21. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the oldest was 25. He was considered ancient.
Well, I've asked this question before, but I know by virtue of the fact that you and Buddy Caldwell are about the same age, that you're also the same age of Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, George Bush, three U.S. presidents who did everything they could to stay out of harm's way in Vietnam. Does that trouble you at all?
Yes, sir, it does. But, you know, I try not to get too involved in the political side of things. I support veterans. You know, I really don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats. If they have a need, I'm there for them. And those folks, even though on a personal level it bothers me, they had their reasons, so I just leave it at that.
What is the situation for veterans today in the country and in our state?
In the state of Louisiana, the Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs is in great shape. As you mentioned earlier, we're taken care of every day. We like to say, Jim, that in the Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs, every day is Veterans Day, and every day is Memorial Day, because every day we take care of our veterans and our five beautiful veterans' homes, And every day we're burying our veterans with honor and their loved ones. And we also have benefits offices all around the state. Last year, we brought in $1.3 billion in veterans benefits to the state of Louisiana. There are some issues on the national level, primarily in health care. Mm-hmm. The appeals backlog for veterans who are applying for benefits is about 4 years in arrear. They're going to have to do something about that. They're going to have to try to connect veterans coming out of off of active duty with the Department of Veterans Affairs in terms of being able to get their medical records from the military. Right now, they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our three VA medical centers, they provide quality care for our veterans. The biggest gripe that I get from our veterans is that they can't always get in whenever they feel like it. But hopefully with the Choice Card, which is a national program, they can go to a civilian hospital of their choice.
877-217-5757. We still have some time with Joey Strickland, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs for 2 years and 8 months, and a 29-year veteran of the U.S. Army with two tours of duty in Vietnam. Gaston in Kenilworth. Gaston, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I would just add a question for your guest, and I appreciate your service. Do you think it's time that we end the war in Afghanistan? And it's an armchair quarterback question, but I was thinking maybe it's time. 17 years is plenty enough war. You can't sort it out. You might as well, you know, shut it down.
Well, I'm concerned. I am concerned about that. I'm a father of three soldiers who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. My brother-in-law and son-in-law all served in Iraq, and we've been in Afghanistan now for 17 years, and so I do have a concern that we can't as a nation be in war forever. At some point, there has to be either mm-hmm. peace negotiations, or we need to come up with a strategic plan to end that war.
Did I hear you right? A brother-in-law, a son-in-law, and three sons?
Yes, sir.
All have served?
Yes, sir. All served.
In war?
All served in combat, and my father-in-law served in combat in Vietnam.
My goodness.
One of my daughters is leaving for the National Guard, Fort Jackson, next week.
Well, I'm not picking on our current president, but it's just a fact that not only did he not serve, but no member of his family, no son, no father, no uncle, no brother, no, to my knowledge, no cousin of Donald Trump has ever served in the U.S. military, and he's commander in chief. Do you have to have served to have the proper appreciation and certainly have the moral authority to send people off to fight wars?
Jim, I think you do. I look back on history and I see where half of our congressional legislature served in World War II, served in Korea. Our presidents all served.
Everyone from Eisenhower through George Bush, H.W., all served in World War II. That's presidents 34 through 41, 8 in a row. And since then, not too much military service.
And the biggest concern I have is that, you know, those that are in power at the national level who have not served might have a tendency to rush into a situation that someone else that has served and understands what it's like in war to be premature.
Now, the primary reason you were here today is to talk about this Gold Star Families Memorial Monument. This is big stuff, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Louisiana has not had a state Gold Star Memorial for Gold Star families. And the way that this came about is we got a bill through the legislature, and we were able to get the old Arsenal Park renamed in honor of Louisiana veterans. It's now the Louisiana Veterans Memorial Park. And it was actually the first bill that Governor Edwards signed during this past legislative session. He signed it in the park. And when he was in the park, he said, Joey, he said, and this was his idea. I want to give credit where credit is due. He said, Joey, he said, the first memorial that has to go into this park is the is in honor of Gold Star families.
When will the official unveiling be?
The official unveiling is at 1:30 this Sunday at on the 30th, which is the National Gold Star Family Day.
1:30 this Sunday, and this is at the Veterans Memorial Park, formerly the old Arsenal Park,
yes,
right
sir.
There by the state capitol, one of the most beautiful places in our city.
Yes, sir, and the capitol grounds and maintenance people have done a great job in beautifying the park. It's just absolutely beautiful. The memorial's in place now, and we're excited.
Well, we're going to spend just a few more minutes with Joey Strickland, the Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Veterans Affairs. Your number, if you'd like to get in under the wire, is 877-217-5757, locally 297-5633, and you can email us talk@talklouisiana.org. We're back after this 90-second pause on WRKF. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. A few more minutes with Joey Strickland, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. He advocates on behalf of over 287,000 veterans from Louisiana and their families, and comes Sunday from 1 to 3 with the official unveiling at 1:30. There will be a new and beautiful new location to commemorate our veterans right next door to the Capitol at the old Arsenal Park, now Louisiana Veterans Memorial Park. And I know you're quite enthused. This has been a long time coming.
Yes, sir, it has. And we jumped at the chance when the governor brought the idea up, and we didn't know where to start. And we found out that the National World War II Museum, in conjunction with the Woody Williams National Medal of Honor Foundation, was an organization that was putting these statues all over the country. But we are the first state that will have a Gold Star Memorial on state capitol grounds.
The first state?
The first state. And
that's wonderful.
Really happy about that. But anyway, we found out about Mr. Williams. We met with him. The governor also met with him. And then the problem was raising the $100,000 that it was going to cost Jim. And the governor made a few phone calls. Long story short, Boise Bollinger stepped up to the plate, put up the $100,000, and boom, we were on the way.
Well, it's an appropriate honor for our veterans. There's no greater honor or no greater level of public service than to have served in the U.S. military, and in your case, to have gone to war not once but twice. Steve Winham says, I just want to say Louisiana is lucky to have Joey. In my experience, he was always professional, knowledgeable, courteous, and honest. We need a lot more like him in public service. Government workers would be held in much higher esteem if we did.
Tell Steve I appreciate
well, I'm sure
that.
I'm sure he's listening right now. So,
he's a great friend.
Nice words from Steve Winham from the great city of St. Francisville now, who listens on a regular basis. But congratulations on seeing this through, and come Sunday you can meet Joey Strickland and pay tribute to veterans if you show up at the Louisiana Veterans Memorial Park, right next to the Capitol, the old Arsenal Park, and this is a Gold Star Families Memorial Monument.
Thank you, Jim, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come onto your show to talk about the memorial and to talk about our state's great veterans.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.